This is the 13th of December, the year 2020, in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California. It's Sunday night, and it's 1 minute after 6 p.m., starting the webcast kind of late, trying to catch up. You know, it's wintertime. People are thinking about Christmas. I'm looking out of the Lucy Coleman studio right now. Christmas lights all up. I got my T-hung lights. I call them my T-hung lights in the living room. Christmas. It's Christmas time. The Christmas lights and everything else. And listen, we have so much to be faithful for, right? Thankful for. They found a cure for the coronavirus. And they're distributing it starting Monday all over the country to these places. Well, I'm still not going to take it. I didn't take the flu shot. I ain't taking this shot. I'm not taking no shots. I'm not doing that. Now, I found a nice little cut on my collection of great singers. Johnny Mathis, you remember him, right? Well, he did a nice number called I'm Coming Home. So this should be your Christmas special from Johnny Mathis. In my hand,
going back where I came from, yeah. I've had more than I can stand.
I heard that.
Of watching them destroy my dreams, they picked my brain till it was clean. When I was up, they knocked me down. I ain't gonna hang around. I'm going home. I'm going home.
Johnny Mathis said, tell somebody to meet me at the train station. I'm coming home. We're nearing Christmas time in the year 2020 here in December 2020 in the United States of America. Man, they got the cure for the virus, right? Ooh. No, I was just talking with a medical physician just now over the phone, and he said, man, there's a great percentage of Americans like you, John, that refuse to take the antidote for this, and I'm not. I don't take the flu shot. I don't take no shots. And I asked the good doctor, do you think that the government is going to try to force us to take a shot?
I hope not.
Nocturne number one in D minor. I have never heard it played so beautifully like this young man, Jean-Baptiste. That's right, from one of those poor quarters down there. As a matter of fact, he comes from Kenner, Louisiana. Morio knew about that because Morio was digging ditches in Kenner. He said, one of the poorest towns in Louisiana. Well, that's where Jean-Baptiste is from. I call Jean-Baptiste Nina Simone's spirit jumped in this young black man because he does wonders on the piano. And I think you like this. I think we need to calm down and listen to things that can make our heart feel delightful. Jean-Baptiste. He continues to play this, I'm gonna raise this issue. Do you think that's wisdom of me not taking this antidote for the contravirus? Are they gonna force the citizenry of America to take this stuff, this poison? Are they? They're already receiving bad reports from people all over the country that this thing ain't really copacetic. I don't want to take it. I want to sneak out the back door. Then I'll run to the front. But I'm going to get away from this stuff. That ain't right. Don't seem right. It can't be right. I want to live. Don't make me take it. I'm not going to take it. No. I'm doing all right on my own. Yes, on my own. I am doing it on my own. Ah. Jean-Baptiste, yes, Prelude in D. And you're listening to PJ, your internet pastor, just trying to cheer up your Sunday afternoon. Man, how about those LA Rams, right? Did they not beat down and crush the New England Patriots? Did they make this old Belichick must be having a baby. behind this situation here. And the sports commentators are having a field day. You know, I thought that because they couldn't play basketball, football, baseball, and things like that in swollen stadiums with people hollering at each other, that it would be difficult. But it appears that everybody is getting along real well without it. And I am too. I want to take a little time and personally thank those of you that are still coming out to my website and listening to me. I am having a ball. That's right. I had a great salad for dinner tonight. Oh, was it delicious? It was scrumptious. It was just delicious. And I'm drinking a glass of red wine. This red wine, and it's a good California red wine. And guess who bottles it? Snoop Dogg. It's yes, I went to my wine store and I saw a picture of Snoop's face on there and I said no. And let me say this right now. That blesses my heart that a young black man that got started in rap, started in a music phase that I didn't even care for. He has his own label. I want to say hats off to the Snoop Dogs and the business people that are doing it right. Okay. Prelude to a Kiss now. We going back. Here's somebody I think you know, and his name is Duke Ellington, and I hope you like this. Prelude to a Kiss. I need that kiss. Just a little music to keep your hopes high during this very strange Christmas season that we're going through. You know, they're trying to discourage people from going to the malls and shopping, spending their money. I haven't bought gifts for anybody in over 10 to 12, 15 years, so I'm not going to lose any money over that, and I hope that you don't. I hope that you come to realize that it is a fruitless thing to participate in these economic gestures that take money out of your own pocket and just give it to someone else, and so that they can look at it and say, I didn't want that. Really, I think that what we need to do is to ask ourselves a couple of questions. And the question that we need to ask ourselves is it really worth it? Is living the way we live at the pace that we live in, is it worth it? Let me give you a good example. I drove a 2001. It was a 2001 Lexus convertible. The 02. It was the first convertible Lexus that came out. I owned it. I paid cash for it. Not when it was brand new, but when it was well used. It was mine. And I got to tell you, it was the most beautiful ride that I ever owned in my life. No car drove like it, rode like it. I remember I was coming down from doing an in-house basics class up near Sacramento. I was in the home of one Lawrence Dacus and his lovely wife and his wonderful children. And I had gotten a motel up there. I didn't want to, encumber them with any of that. Lawrence is very gracious. We still speak with each other over Facebook. And if he listens to this, Lawrence, I will never forget that weekend. But when I was driving home, I got in my Lexus to drive home, and it was cloudy up around the Bay Area that weekend. And so I said, well, I'm going to drive home. I'm not going to spend another night in a motel. I'm going to drive home because I'm in this Lexus convertible. I mean, I had run flat tires on the car. Mr. Toyota, that's his name. He's passed on now. He's the one that came out with that Lexus and designed it. It had a Bose radio in there with the best speakers that you can ever have in any automobile. I had my CDs, was playing my CDs, listening to the classics, Tchaikovsky's, the 1812 Overture with Cannon in a Lexus with a Bose system. And it's raining. And while it's raining, my car is going 65, 70 miles an hour on the highway. And when you're in a Lexus and those windshield wipers are working, it's like it's cleaning. Man, I remembered it as if I'm looking at a picture of it right now. And I had the 1812, the Overture on, and riding in the car. And I thought, I said, John, if you hit a pothole or something, this will turn this thing over. And then I said, John, stop thinking negatively. You're in one of the better motor cars that's ever been created for a human being on the planet. Enjoy it. I begin to relax and enjoy that ride. Oh, you guys just don't know. You just don't know. I recall coming back in to L.A. because, you know, you come through the pass there. And when I came back into L.A., the traffic started to get a little congested. And I was literally angry that I was home, because the car performed so well on the open highway, so well.